This is an ABC podcast.
The Winter Olympics kick off in Milan, Italy on Feb 6 and run for a couple of weeks. 116 gold medals are awaiting collection there. How many will end up in Australian hands? Well, if you haven't been paying close attention to your winter sports, you may feel as though this has snuck up on you. So to find out what to expect from the Aussie contingent, we are speaking with Winter Olympic gold medalist and current chef de mission for Australia, Alyssa Camplin. Welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thanks for having me. It's exciting. We're not far away from the Winter Games.
I can't wait. And I've got to say, Alyssa, whenever I say chef de mission, I find myself putting on an accent to say it. Are you like that as well?
A little bit. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? I'm privileged to hold the title, but it sounds more important than what I am.
Well, now don't talk yourself down. Tell it, what exactly are your sort of roles and responsibilities as chef de mission?
So it's a French word which means chief of mission, but for the Olympic Games, or in my case, Winter Olympics, it translates to chief of mission, which is kind of like a CEO of the team or a leader of the team. We clearly already have a president of the Olympic Committee and a CEO of the Olympic Committee, so it's very team related. People might be familiar with Anna Mears, having done it for our summer team in Paris and preparing our LA team. And it's my job as the chef de mission for the winter team to make sure the environment is right, that everything's focused on what our athletes and coaches needed, that it is a high performance environment, and our transport and accommodation and nutrition are all providing those high performance things that the athletes need, as well as like very human, safe, warm, kind, and you know, that the team behind the team are operating as one.
So are they your metrics for a successful Winter Olympics, or do you like to roll some medals into that as well?
Oh, listen, we're going there to fulfill the dreams of the athletes. So it's our job to get everything that we can do right, which is getting that high performance environment right for them and all the logistics. And but then they take the field of play, and that sits within the hands of the athletes. So we can't predict what will happen. But what we do know is we've got a great breadth and depth of team that will be representing Australia at these games, and we just hope they all have a great run.
You know, I've got a good feeling about these games. I'm seeing so many great stories about exciting young Aussie athletes in winter sports that have emerged, stories that have emerged over the last few months. Now, for the uninitiated, tell us, Alyssa, what's been happening in the world of winter sports after the last few months? Because it's a busy season, isn't it?
It is. We're coming into these games off our best ever Olympics 4 years ago in Beijing, where we won 4 medals, a gold, 2 silver and a bronze.
Yeah.
Since then, across all of our winter sports, we've taken about 115 World Cup or World Championship medals. So we've been building and building and building. And then over the last, as you said, 4 or 5 months, Australians have been doing things that, you know, are surprising. We've had, you know, gold medals in moguls from women and men, Jakara Anthony and Matt Grahams, you know, side by side on the World Cup. We've had young 15-year-old Indra Brown in the ski half pipe, podiuming in her first 3 ever World Cup showings, you know, one of them being a win. We've got bobsled Bree Walker,
yeah,
who's just had her 3rd win in the women's mono bob. So there's a real variety of people that are performing, let alone Scotty James and Valentino Gaselli, who have also, you know, had golds in the men's half pipe, which may be a bit more traditional, along with like our aerial skiers and our border cross athletes that we can usually rely on.
Why are we so good at aerial skiing? I mean, there was yourself, of course, Lydia Lassila, winding back the clock a bit further, Kirsty Marshall, Jackie Cooper. Why have we been particularly good at that sport?
Do you know, honestly, I've been thinking about that a lot, because we've nearly had 3 decades of being one of the most dominant nations in the world. And from Kirsty as that trailblazer putting it out there, I think We've shared generation to generation and overlap, and then you've had one athlete bringing their own personal characteristics to the sport, and we've all been learning from that. So Kirsty Marshall was very technical. She was a fantastic lander. Jackie was very courageous. She started throwing big triples, and that sort of made space for Lydia and myself. But work ethic as well. You know, Jackie was a hard worker in the gym, and, you know, I did lots of numbers on the jump. Lydia, same, and, you know, was just the strongest young human you could imagine. But it's, you also allows space for evolution, because Laura Peel and Danielle Scott, our two, like, fantastic world champions, World Cup medalists and globe holders who will be representing us at these games, they do it in their own way. They're maybe a little softer, quieter, but they're just as excellent and doing just as hard jumps. So I feel like we've laid foundations but allowed each generational athlete to do it their way. But work ethic, excellence, courage, focus on mental toughness and resilience, probably just a no stone unturned approach to being really great at aerials, and that one win's not really enough. We want to continue to dominate and support each other. Take on the world.
There was an event, I'm just sort of testing my memory now, but I believe there was an event late last year where we won gold, silver and bronze.
Yeah, we did. We actually took 1-4. So along with Laura and Danny, we had Abby Wilcox and Ellie Frigo, who, you know, swept that top four, which was unbelievable because of all the wonderful female athletes we've had crossing generations. There's been so many times where we hoped and thought we could. And, you know, there's other dominant nations like Russia, America, China, Ukraine. It's like you want to, like, hands down beat them. And so it was all of us that were texting each other when that happened saying, yeah, my goodness, we never got this done. Do you really think they realise how special it is? Like, bravo, like, take on the world. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It is. I'm talking to Chef de Michon for the Australian Winter Olympic team, Alyssa Camplin. Could we possibly clean sweep the aerials at these games?
Oh, geez, you can never say never to anything. You know, for me, you've got four athletes that we'll be representing in the women's field, and we've also got a male, which means that we'll have a team in the mixed team for country, which will be exciting. But everyone's got goals and hopes and aspirations. I just don't want anyone to be disappointed. So I know across a team of 55 or so athletes, that's an improbable hope for me as a chef de mission, but it's my goal. You said, have we got aspirations and goals for the team? I do. I really want to see as many athletes walk away satisfied and happy and proud. And sport can be brutal. I get that. It's very final. And when things don't go well, it you know, it's a real shock. But I'm going in there with all my hopes.
Very well. That's what we want. Now, you mentioned 55-odd athletes there. I'm guessing the team isn't completely finalised as yet. And you've mentioned a few of the names. But is there a story? Because it's the stories in sport that we're drawn to, and the medals, of course, but the stories we're drawn to. Is there a story amongst an athlete or a couple of athletes in this team that you're particularly drawn to?
Oh, geez, you like asking me to choose a favourite child.
Yeah, I know. I'll give you a moment to think about it, because there's one that really caught my attention, which is Sarah Blizzard, who has run in the stool gift and is now competing at the Winter Olympics. I love those kind of crossover stories where an athlete excels in one area and then moves to winter sports. It's amazing.
Yeah, let me give you a few then, because obviously we were talking about aerials, and I know Laura Peel and Danielle Scott, they're kind of looking for redemption. They were disappointed after their last games, and we really, really want to see them finish on a high after, you know, this competition. I mentioned Bree Walker in the monobob, who Sarah Blizzard is also a bobslayer for Australia. But, you know, Bree's been sort of taking it top of the world, and we have never had a medal at the Olympics in bobsleigh. You know, we picked up a silver with Jackie Narricot in skeleton at the last games, but it would be amazing to see that be a first-time thing. And both Bree and all of our bobsleigh athletes have been crossover from athletics. I will tip us over to border cross. You know, we've got two women and two men who have been on the sort of the podium over the last few months, being Josie Baffmere Clift, Adam Lambert, and Cam Bolton. And each of them have a chance to do something pretty special, but particularly in the team event, they'll both team up. And we've had some great success at world championships, coming away with medals in the team, and that could be pretty exciting. Gosh, I don't think you can go past Scotty James. He's got a bronze. Yeah. He's got a silver. Can he get a gold?
Come on, Scotty.
He's five-time world champion. Like, yes. His games. Like, just that would be, you know, a story to end all stories. But yeah, they're all the young kids too. Like I mentioned Indra Brown, she'll be 16 by the time she gets to the games, but they're kind of young and just throw it all out there when they're young, and half our team will be first timers and the other half will be really experienced. So it's a pretty iconic group, to be fair.
There's a bit of carefree courage that comes with that younger group. I read the other day that Indra Brown, who's 15 turning 16, as you say, will be travelling with her mum to help her complete all of her homework from school while she's away.
Well, I hope her mum lets her, like, off the hard study during the games. I know Indra will be marching in the opening ceremony. So, you know, that's a nice thing. You've got to enjoy it. And at that age, you know, what she's doing is working, keeping it light, you know, keeping it normal. One of the things people think at the Olympics is you have to pull, you know, a rabbit out of your hat. But actually, if you've done the work and the preparing, you don't want to become too desperate, overhype it. You just want to do your normal. Go out there and do what works and try to keep it light. Which is pretty hard, you know, when the whole world's watching. It's the greatest show on earth and you never get that chance again. But, you know, that's sort of what divides those that perform and those that don't.
Did anyone ever say that to you before you went out to compete? Just go and have fun. It's fine. Relax.
It's a pretty safe thing to say to an athlete, to say walk out the door, you know, enjoy it or have fun. But you're not planting a seed of doubt or pressure, which is important. I remember having a little wobble because training was going too well. And I sort of said to actually Zali Steggall's coach was a mentor for me going into Salt Lake City. And I said to him, I feel like everything's going too well. Like, I hope I'm not using up all my good cards. He said, this is what's meant to happen. You've got to be open to this flowing, you know, goodness flowing forward and be comfortable with actually, you know, training well and allowing the good competitions to come. And that's that turning point, I think, as you mature as, you know, a contender.
And it wound up with you getting a gold medal. And let's hope we see a bit more gold in Milan. And it would be just so great to beat our record of four medals in Beijing in 2022. We'll be watching very closely from February 6 and getting right behind our team. Alyssa Camplin, we really appreciate your time on Summer Grandstand.
Thank you. Enjoy it all. We've got an amazing group of people as well as athletes, so I hope Australia will get behind us.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.